Here's check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. In a story out of the Republican American appearing briefly in Southern Berkshire District Court on Monday, a 39-year-old Southfield, Massachusetts man accused of causing a deadly crash in Sheffield on May 22nd that ended up taking the life of John Howard of Bethlehem was ordered to submit to alcohol monitoring to preserve a zero tolerance. Christopher Lane has been involved in treatment in Connecticut and is expected to be treated to continue in the Massachusetts for PTSD. According to his attorney, Lori Levinson, he was ordered by the judge to wear an alcohol monitoring device. Howard, 70, died at the scene on Canaan Road, not far from the Connecticut state line, where Lane's pickup truck crossed the center line and struck his motorcycle. Levinson is seeking a diversionary program under Valor Act, which can be used by veterans to avoid prison as a punishment for certain crimes, even though those accused of vehicular homicide are ineligible. He was tested and found to have been over the legal limit for alcohol in his system while driving, but he entered not guilty pleas. His wife attended the hearing on Monday, releasing a brief statement with the help of the attorney. Quote, the Howard family lost a wonderful father and loving husband, a friend to so many. His loss will be felt by the entire community, end quote. Lane is due back in court on August the 5th. Well, HBO seems to have an affinity now with the Hudson Valley. In a story in the Poughkeepsie Journal, filming continues in the region for I Know This Much Is True, starring Mark Ruffalo. At HBO this week is filming in Ulster County for The Undoing, another limited series starring Nicole Kidman, Hugh Grant, and Donald Sutherland. David E. Kelly, whose Big Little Lies on HBO stars Kidman, created and wrote The Undoing, the series based on the book You Should Have Known, written by Jean Hanniff Carlitz. According to HBO, filming for The Undoing is taking place in Kingston's Rondout section through Thursday this week, with a return scheduled for July 1st and 2nd, according to Kingston Mayor Steve Noble. Meanwhile, The Dead Don't Die, a zombie comedy film starring Selena Gomez and Bill Murray, that opened earlier this month, was filmed in Ulster, Columbia, and Delaware counties. North Canaan Congregational Church hosting a free community spaghetti dinner at the Bitterman Center, 4:30 till 6. You're invited to enjoy the camaraderie and a delicious dinner of salad, spaghetti, and dessert. Region 1 Board of Education special meeting at the Central Office Conference Room, an executive session for the purpose of discussion and evaluation of the administrative contract for the superintendent with action anticipated. You can join the Office of Health Strategy coming up on Thursday at a community forum hosted by Save Sharon Hospital. OHS Community Outreach staff will discuss the agency's mission and statewide health strategy body, explain the Certificate of Need regulatory process and the state's online information portal, and answer questions related to the recent Sharon Hospital acquisition. This is a great opportunity for community members throughout the tri-state region to discuss healthcare issues facing the state and region. It'll run from 4 to 5:30 at Sharon Town Hall on Thursday. Kent Parks and Recreation Summer Concert Series opens up with Tobias and Heather on June 27th at 6 o'clock at Kent Town Hall. The concert is free of charge. In Falls Village, the Planning and Zoning Commission is set to meet on Thursday at 7 o'clock at Town Hall. 8th Annual Sunset Music Series rolls on in Canaan at the Canaan VFW. Coming up this Thursday night will be Bahama Mamas and the Painkillers. It runs from 7 to 9, live music, food, vendors, car, and motorcycle crews. Dewey Hall on Main Street in Sheffield will present the Swedish folk quintet Jaharev on Thursday. Doors open at 7 p.m. Tickets are $20 in advance, $25 at the door. Refreshments also will be served. Details at 413-229-2357. Dewey Hall is a 501c3 not-for-profit. In Cornwall on the 28th at 4:30, there'll be a discussion on Homer's Odyssey at the Cornwall Library. At 7 o'clock, water, septic info meeting at Cornwall Consolidated School. Let Them Eat Cake 2019, Friday from 5:30 till 7:30. Cocktails, live auction 6:15 to 7:15 at the Sharon Historical Society in Sharon. Advance tickets, $45 at the door, 55-860-364-5688. Ghost Lit Repertory Theater presents Tony Award-winning play Peter and the Starcatcher. Performance is taking place at St. James Place in Great Barrington, June 26th, 27th, and 28th at 8 p.m. Two shows at 2 and 8 p.m. on June 29th and a Sunday 1 p.m. matinee June 30th. Tickets can be had by logging into ghostlitrep.com. On Saturday from 6:30 till 8:30 at Sharon Audubon, it's the Audubon Paint and Sip, where you can explore your creative side and paint and sip, a relaxing social evening. You'll learn to paint the center's resident red-tail hawk on a 16x20 canvas as she poses live. Adults and older children are welcome. $38 per person includes all painting materials, snacks, and a donation to the Sharon Audubon Center. Participants wishing to sip must provide their own drinks, BYOB. You don't have to be an artist to join the fun. Register for more information at 413-205-8346. The Bidwell House Museum on Ott School Road in Monterey invites you to their second annual Open Mic Festival on Sunday from 12 noon to 4. Lucky Five will perform live to round out the day's events. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 179.32 to 26,548.22. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7884.72, and the S&P 500 at 2917.38. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.